Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us.
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be here again with y'all this fine morning. I tell you what, I'm a happy camper. Amen. And I think I got some happy campers with me.
Amen.
Amen. And I tell you, it's just a day the Lord has made. He said, let's rejoice and be glad. And then there wasn't certain days. He didn't say the odd numbers you have bad and the evens good or vice versa. But, you know, every day can be good in the Lord. Amen. And when you, I tell you, when he's around, he helps you. Amen. You know, and as I believe you was preaching, Chris, in the prison there Friday night about greater is he that's within you than he that's within the Lord.
That's right. Amen.
And if you got Jesus on the inside, you can have peace.
You got it.
And amen. I ain't got no anxiety. I didn't have to take what do you call that, any of them prescription meds on how I feel or anything else. Amen.
Yes.
And amen. I just thank the Lord. But it's good to be back here again on the radio waves this morning. Hope everybody's tuned in this morning and ready to receive something. I want the Lord to just bless us this morning with our topic. Before we go to that, I want to go to the Lord in prayer. God, I sure thank you, Lord, for this opportunity again. God, that you let us be able to share the word with all those out there in radio land. God, I just pray, Lord, that they just open up their hearts and their mind. And, Lord, they just not be hearers, but, God, that they'll be doers of your word.
Yes.
God, bless us here this morning. Help us, God, and help us as we go on to our regular services. Lord, I pray that you help our families, those who are sick,
Lord,
lost, and
please,
homeless. God, I just pray that you help each and every one of them and that we can do something about it to make a change.
Yes.
And God, that we can be a light in this lost and dying world. God, just help us, Lord, to be that positive one. And God, I'll give you the praise and the honor and the glory for it all in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
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 Well, I got it real simple. You know, we was all riding together this morning, and it's kind of funny because Brother Chris always tries to get at me what scripture that we're going to be at, like, you know, where he can study ahead or he can look
be
and see what
prepared.
It is.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And, but anyway.
Bingo. Yeah. Consult Jesus on what we're going to speak.
Okay. But anyway, so I wouldn't let him in on it.
Yep.
And it's really simple. It's a really simple thing. And I say it's simple, but yet it's complex.
Amen.
And
that's typically how the Word of God is. Simple, but complex.
Right.
Amen.
Well, I mean, you know, the Bible said the letter kills, but the spirit make alive.
Amen.
And that we can read naturally sometimes. If he was like, you know, but and there's a natural, there's a spiritual side on it and all. But anyhow, let's get to it. The scripture today is Matthew 5:48. And this is usually a scripture that a lot of folks don't like.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a scripture that's really good if you think about it. Matthew 5:48, it says, "Be therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect."
Yes.
Be therefore perfect, even as your Father
Amen.
Which in heaven is perfect.
Absolutely.
And you know, you can just almost hear the people out there saying now, we can't be perfect. Nobody's perfect.
Nobody has the power to be perfect. We can't be
but
perfect.
But the Bible exactly. says, "Be therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven
yes.
is perfect."
Yes.
And before I go on, I just want to say, if you really look up perfect in the Bible, you'll find it throughout the Bible. You know, the Bible said that Noah was perfect in his generation.
Yeah.
Right.
In his time, he was perfect.
Right.
And, you know, the Lord told Abraham, he told him about cleaning the house. You know, he said, He said, walk before me and be thou perfect.
Yes.
Now, the Lord ain't going to tell you something to do that you can't do.
That's not, no, he's not amen, something that you can't accomplish.
And we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us.
Amen.
And if we'll open up our mind. But if you remember also, now this is yet in the Old Testament,
yes.
I want to tell you this.
Uh-huh.
When the sons of God came before the Lord, and Satan also. And what did the Lord say? This is high recommendations, okay, for Job. I just want you to know. But when he said, have you considered my servant Job?
Amen.
Do you remember the rest of that that come after that?
He's have perfect. You considered?
Yeah, a man who feareth God, a perfect and upright man.
Yes. Yes.
That feareth God and escheweth evil. Amen.
Amen.
A perfect and upright.
Yes.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
And through all those tests, you know, even his wife said, oh, do you still hold your integrity? Why don't you just curse God and die? And he said, you speak as one of them foolish women. You know,
amen.
I can just think about that is you've been hanging around them women that's watching them soap operas
and all that in the beauty shop talking and all they can do. Yeah. Yeah, right.
Amen. But we ought to be working on the building.
Yes.
We need to be working on the building.
Yes.
And perfecting. He talks about perfecting. And the thing
is,
when people say, oh, yeah, but we're under grace and we don't have to do this and that and the other.
Garbage.
The Bible says that the Old Testament is a schoolmaster to bring us unto grace.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
To bring us into perfection.
Yes.
That's what the Bible said. Now, so all these things I'm telling you about, perfect and perfection and all that, you can look them up. Amen.
Yes.
I mean, now you can find them in the King James Version. I don't know. If you got a comic book, you're not going to find them there. But nevertheless, in the King James Version, you'll find that.
Yes.
And some people will say, oh, well, that just means mature. Well,
No. You need to go back and look at the original.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Look at the original in your exhaustive concordance.
Yes,
not
amen.
On the internet because you'll only get somebody's commentary.
That's right, because I mean, and this is the other thing. You know, definitions, I have some old dictionaries.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the definitions are different than what them old dictionaries were. You know, you could look up saved in one of those old Webster dictionaries. And even Webster knew that was saved from sin.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
That was to be saved from sin.
Yeah.
Praise God.
That's
I don't know what all they do now.
Yeah.
I don't look that up on Wikipedia. But nevertheless, what I want to get to, if you'd look at in that same chapter, he tells us things to do and not to do. Amen.
Right.
Yep.
And it's really, to me, what I call the ABCs of the Bible. You know,
right.
Some people said, oh, you know, an eye for an eye or tooth for tooth. He said, no more an eye for eye, a tooth for tooth.
That's right.
I say to you, if a man smite thee on one side, you know, turn
the other
side. And, you know,
right.
About love. And he said, not just love them ones that love you, but you got to love those ones that hate
that
you, those
hate
ones
you.
That persecute you. You don't just salute those ones that salute you. You know, we've got to get out of the box.
We've got to take a further step.
Yes. We got to go. We got to love our neighbor as ourselves.
You see that,
and our enemy
exactly,
and our enemy.
Absolutely.
There's where you get some.
Well, see, that's where, like, even in the times of Christ, the religious crowd had it so backwards, and Jesus he broke away from what these backward thinking religious cult or these people believed on or lived how they lived. He always took that step further. This Christ, this Son of the living God, he said, I'm going to be the example. I'm going to step into those dark places. I'm going to step into those places where these people are. They are the enemies of God. They are in rebellion completely to the way of rightness. He said, I'm going to step in and I'm going to reach out a hand of love, grace, and mercy. I'm going to spend my time with these publicans and these sinners. I'm not going to point a finger of judgment, but instead I'm going to reach out a hand of grace and mercy.
Well, I put it this way, a bridge.
Yes.
He bridged the gap.
Exactly.
You know, because, you
amen.
Know, where these are supposed to be so righteous, wouldn't
right.
have to do with sinners, wouldn't have to do with this and all the other things.
Right.
He it was grace. He brought that unto us. He's that bridge.
But,
and I think about how that, yet when he was going through Pilate's judgment hall, how he was going to taste death for Pilate.
Yes.
How he
yes.
was was giving his life for Pilate, and how much yet he still loved Pilate. And when he looked over there, when they had him laid on that cross, and they was putting those nails in his good hands, that those ones, he didn't look at them like people look at one another and they get cut off in traffic.
I was gonna say,
they don't do like that. But he still yet loved those ones that put those nails through in his hands and his feet. Yes. The one that opened up his side, he loved them. Yes. See, we don't have reward if we just love those that love us.
Right.
But we've got to love the ones that don't love us, the ones that hate us and here's where we go further than this. He said, how many times, if somebody trespasses against you, how many times should you forgive them in a day? You remember?
Seven times, 70 times.
That's right. You know, and according to my mathematics, that's like 490 times in a day.
A day. And I
don't think that nobody is really trespassing against you 490 times in a day.
Bring that number up, buddy. Is that what he says?
But anyway. we got our dead jockey in here with us on this.
Amen.
But you know that starts by.
But nevertheless, is what I'm saying is this goes further than that. This is that love. When he loved us, even when God gave his only begotten son, all those, but see, this is to where we get into perfection.
Exactly. Is sanctification.
Well, we got to have sanctification, and we've got to perfect ourselves, because the Bible tells us he sanctifies forever. I got my scripture messed up. But anyway, he perfects forever those that are sanctified, where the Holy Ghost is a witness unto us.
Amen.
So that's a wonderful thing, that he perfects forever those that are sanctified. Now, does that mean that you're going to cut a board right? Does that mean that you ain't going to cut a board too short?
Or make
short?
A mistake in any way.
Or make it crooked or something? That ain't what we're talking about.
No.
Exactly.
We're talking about the perfection of the Lord.
Yes.
And that we can have a perfect love towards God. Amen.
Yes.
We can have that perfect heart. Ain't that what Hezekiah said? Had I walked before you with a perfect heart?
Right.
I mean, and that was an Old Testament. Had I walked before you with that perfect heart? We can have that perfect heart with him. But we need to seek out, and we need to detail out things, amen, that we can perfect ourselves. There's things, I tell you like this, in racing, they just don't get a car and put a great big engine in it and expect to go. They not only take that engine and they try to get it where it's balanced.
Mm-hmm.
And the more balanced it gets, the easier it is running, and the better it runs, and the faster it will, and all that. But they'll try to balance the components or the parts that are in that engine.
Right.
But when they do that, they don't just put it behind a big old transmission, you know. They get a transmission that's going to work with that engine and all the components in between there. And then, of course, the ratio of the rear end, and they're going to work that out. But that's not all. They're going to get into the suspension of that car. If it was coming around, and I'm not a race car fan or nothing like that. I don't think y'all going to find me at the Daytona 500. But nevertheless, I'm just saying, you know, they're going to work on the suspension. They're going to work on the tail end. They're going
to
work on the front end.
They're
going
to
work on it all. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to work on it from one end to the other.
Yes.
We got to perfect ourselves. It's not just loving those. It's not just going to church. It's not just paying 10% of your tithes and, you know, you're going to make it to heaven. You know, most of anybody there knows your, you know, the things that's wrong, and you know, so far as drinking and smoking and cussing and, you know, all these, you know, committing adultery and all that. And some of them, I tell you, they go to church and still do that and call themselves saved, but that's not a church I attend. But nevertheless, is what I'm saying, most of the people know those things.
Yes.
But when we really love God and we've gave our heart to him and we've asked him to forgive us, to forgive us of our sin, that we've really repented and we want this new life, and we've got to, you know, like you were talking about, getting sanctified, and we cut off from all those things that are evil, and we're learning, we're praying, we're reading, and we're learning, but we ought to, it's a continual, I don't know, what is that thing called when you have the continual learning thing? When you have to keep going to school.
Continuing education credits.
Oh, is that what it is?
ECUs.
Okay, yeah, well, that's the way this is.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, too, just saying that can be very overwhelming to some people. And the thing we have to understand is this is, it's a process. It's
exactly.
not something that you're going to wake up and say, okay, I'm going to get it all right.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen that way. Just like, you know, you don't go out and plant a seed and expect to go out the next day and pick a fruit.
Yes.
It just doesn't happen that way.
Right.
We're all in a process. And even though you've just planted that, it's perfect in its state.
Right.
Right.
And only the Lord can know. Mm-hmm. Only the Lord, because he knows our inside. He knows our thoughts. Mm-hmm. He knows the intents of our heart.
That's right.
And, you know, I'm not saying that what you're saying isn't exactly right. It is. But what I'm saying is don't allow the
devil
the command to be perfect
right.
to overwhelm you to the point say, I can never achieve that.
Right.
I could never do that.
Oh,
because
we don't want that
you
at all.
Can. Because
oh,
the
yeah.
Lord
Amen.
Would not give you a task
yep.
that you could not fulfill.
We'll see. I'm not to cut you off.
No, you're fine.
But like so to a point we can't be at ease in Zion.
Right.
Amen.
But in the same point, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye who are weak and heavy laden, for my burden is light and my yoke is easy. Meaning, if we have a right relationship with him, if we continue to walk with him daily, if we have a love in our heart for him, he puts it within us, his spirit, that right spirit, that fleshly heart, that tender heart that he's given us, we want to be perfect. We want to walk in that perfection.
Yes, amen.
And the more, you
we
know.
We will have more fellowship with
exactly,
him.
Exactly. The closer we get to him, the more perfect
that's
we walk
right.
with him.
That's
now,
right.
to say that, again, you know, we're not saying that we get everything absolutely right all the time.
No.
But we can. You can. It is possible. We can't be lazy about our salvation. We can't think, oh, yes, I've accepted Jesus, and now everything is just going to be okay, and now I'm just going to coast on into heaven.
No, because
I'm afraid that is not the way it works.
No,
the Bible
no.
compares our walk with the Lord and our attempt to make it to heaven and to be right and to be right to a race. Well, if you know anybody that runs races, they have to train continually.
Yes.
And they go a little bit farther and a little bit faster.
Yeah.
A little bit farther and a little
mm-hmm.
bit faster.
Well, let me give you a scripture there. He said, I press forward toward
right.
a mark
yes.
of the high calling of God,
Amen.
Which is in Christ Jesus.
Absolutely.
Forgetting those things, you know, that were in the past.
Yes.
And we're pressing forward. We're
yes.
pressing forward. And I don't want nobody to think that I'd give them an idea that and where the devil would try to overwhelm them. Well, I can't be that. Oh, yes,
yes
you can.
Yes, you can.
You can. And
you can
just
live without
my
sin.
Wife,
yes.
Just
you
as
can.
My wife said, that's right. You can live without sin. And look. Things are not a sin to you till you come to the knowledge of them. Now,
yes.
that don't mean you be willingly ignorant of them and don't
exactly.
read them.
No.
You know.
But if you
but
get up.
When you come to the knowledge of them, it says, for him to know to do good and doeth the not, to him it is sin. The
yeah.
wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our
yes.
Lord. So we have to press forward. Now, if we come to the knowledge that maybe something that you're doing or whatever or something you're taking a part of is sin, then you just cut it off.
Yeah.
I mean, Paul said, I die daily.
Yes,
you know,
amen.
When
Absolutely.
Those things come up, he said he died out.
Absolutely.
But as my wife was speaking, it's like an apple on that tree. If it could be a small green apple.
Yeah.
But it's perfect in its state.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's because that's how
state.
It's supposed to be at that time.
In right. that time. And what I'm saying is we're praying, we're reading, and we're asking the Lord, and he's not going to put on us more than what
no.
we can bear.
Amen.
But when he starts laying on your heart and you search the scriptures and you find these things, it's time to change those
it's
things.
Time to grow up.
You
yeah,
know,
come
it,
up
yes,
higher.
It is. You know,
absolutely.
I mean, hey, if you're spending too much time you know, on your cell phone or your whatever it could be. You
Anything
know,
that's I'll, keeping your eyes off
yeah,
God or
yeah, I mean,
diverting your attention.
Yes. I mean, you know, there was conversation I used to have. There was a word I used that's not really, I would say that it was really bad, but it's not really good. A word that you'd use, you know, for as becoming a Christian and all that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you know, it's the word to gamble or whatever. But I'd refrain from that because I realized how much I was saying it. And mm-hmm. And there's just, it was idle word. And, yeah. You know, the Bible talks about idle words. And you know what? Idle words can, you know, it may not even be a bad word, but if you use it in a vain way,
right?
You've made it a bad word. You can take the Lord's name in vain and not ever put a cuss word behind it.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But if you're mad, you're upset, you're whatever it may be, and you just spit out this name, you know, that's bad too. So we've got to perfect ourselves within our conversation. It may be the way that we dress, the way that we present ourselves. It may be the way that we go.
Yeah.
Where we go. Mm-hmm. It might be that because we might need to refrain from that. I can tell you, and this might be silly to a lot of people, but there's Ace Hardware there in McClinney, and they have these drinks and you know, with ice on them the old-fashioned mm-hmm. drinks. You can get these blue raspberry cream sodas and orange drinks and strawberry knee highs and root beers and club, you know, all that stuff. And mm-hmm. And every once in a while, I'll get me one of those drinks out there. But you have to watch out. Some of them bottles is brown. They look like a beer bottle.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I don't want nobody to think that I'm drinking beer. I won't go into a regular, you know, like a regular store or something and come out with one of them bottles.
Yeah.
And, you know, I definitely ain't going to come out with it in one of them little old paper bags. They'll think I went malt liquor or something, you know. But I know that the people that's known me for years and years, they know that I'm not going to. They would know it would be something else. But I don't want to even be in the image of doing anything wrong or someone that could accuse me of not living right or accusing my Lord, because people out there are looking for excuses.
They are.
To live less than what the Bible tells them.
Exactly.
And they're saying, he can't, but, you know, we all go to church. We're all saying, not everybody saved to go to church.
No. Just like not everybody that cries, Lord, Lord, shall
enter therein. Exactly. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven.
Exactly. Well, everybody's heard that, you know, sitting in church doesn't make you a Christian any more than sitting in your garage makes you a car.
Amen. Absolutely.
And, you know, that's where we got, the Bible tells us to study to show ourselves approved unto God.
Yes.
We ain't got to show ourselves approved unto anybody else,
exactly.
But unto God, a workman. Not, you know, that we're rightly dividing this word, that we're getting out, and that the creation out there, the creator, I mean the creature, they're waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God.
Yes.
You know, the world have seen people over and over that call themselves Christians, and they do bad business deals.
They're shady.
You know, owe people all kind of money, and they'll shy from this and that and the other, and you know that claim this, but are not.
Yeah.
We need to be that light, and we don't need to be a dark light. The Bible said, "Be careful with that light that's in you, that it's not darkness." Amen. And we need, and if that, and if the eye is the light of the body, the whole body's full of light.
So,
I tell you what, if we can keep our eyes on Jesus, we'll be full of light.
That's right, because we'll reflect his glory.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Absolutely. We ought to be a reflection from heaven.
Yes.
Amen. But in this, I tell you to encourage you, not to bombard you.
Right.
And, you know, he may tell you one thing at a time. You know, I started with the Ten Commandments. When God started dealing with me, I started with the Ten Commandments.
Right.
And, you know, once I got them figured out, amen, you know, I pressed on and went further.
You agree.
You know, but it's kind of like,
as you grow, the Lord will talk to you about things.
Yes.
If you really want to serve him and you really want to please him,
want to have a love,
he will talk to you when you're ready. And he'll call you, you know, hey, What you know? What's that about? What you doing that?
He's not going to load your wagon.
No,
that you can't.
No, he's not carrying
now,
a big stick to knock you over the head with.
You might have one thing that you're having a battle with, that and you know what? But you can pray through.
Right.
You can get victory over if it's a fleshly thing, whatever
yes,
it may
can
be.
Get victory.
You can get through it.
Yes.
You can get through it because you know what? He said, "I'll help you."
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
He said, "I help you." You call on him. He said, "Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Draw nigh God, and he'll draw nigh unto you."
I can even speak towards like. Even my own experience. Okay, I've been living for the Lord for a year and a half now. I'm still growing. I'm still learning.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still youthful in this walk with Christ. But I can say that, you know, God, he set me free. He sanctified me. He filled me with his Holy Ghost and fire, you know, and I've grown and I've learned and I've walked in that perfection. But yet there was certain things that they were troubling me. I was having issues with certain things, and the blood of Jesus still sets free. Even after he set you free, he'll still set you free.
Amen.
So if there's things that you struggle with, even keep praying about it. Keep pressing towards the mark of that high calling. Keep trying to draw nigh unto Jesus Christ. He will set you free. All you have to do is trust in him. Want him more than you want anything else.
Well, we used to sing this song, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of the problem. Mm-hmm. You know, when we're having trouble, we need to keep our mind stayed upon the Lord.
Yes.
Well, there's so much that I'd love to say today we ain't got time to, because this thing just opens up a big, big bucket of worms in a way. But I can tell you this,
that's
I love learning.
I love
learning stuff. And, you know, if sometimes I can't figure something out, you know what? Everybody goes YouTube, you know, we want to see it. And I was trimming my son's house next door and all, and different things. And I had seen these people with this little tool. I don't know what it's called, but I had seen it before. I've got a bunch of tools, but I ain't never knowed what them things for. And they got different blades and all that. And we was trimming out that little vibrating tool.
It's an oscillating saw
is what my wife said.
Oh, they're awesome.
I think they're awesome.
Oh, they are. They are.
Amen. But when I was doing that and there was things that was already mounted and all that I need to trim. Man, when I got a hold of that, I was just trimming up. I mean, when the stuff was still nailed down, I was trimming it off, and there's different blades and things. And you know what? This is what we can use this Bible. This Bible is a great tool. And just when you think that you've done or learned everything about it, you can swap blades.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my, there's so much more that you can do with it. It's an awesome tool.
This word is a treasure trove.
Yes.
A treasure trove.
It's awesome.
Yes.
But the things that you can learn, and you know, you can just read sometimes, and the Lord will open up the door, turn on the light for you, and you're like, wow,
I didn't
realize that. I've been reading it for all years. And you know, as you said, Brother Chris, that you've been saved for about a year or a year and a half. You know, I've been at this 26 years at least.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still learning.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, yeah, me too. 25.
That's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I gave my heart to the Lord in 96.
I did 95.
25 years.
95.
Hallelujah.
You know, praise God, it was Friday the 13th. I think it was October,
but you know
Friday
what?
The 13th. And
Now, we're not old, but we look at somebody that's 25. He says I am old. We look at somebody that's 25 and we think, oh, they're just a youngin'. And you know, we think, well, I've been serving the Lord 25 years. I ought to know everything. No. We're still youngins.
Yes, amen.
We're still youngins.
I
still
thank the Lord. I want to be one of them disciples. You know, disciple, what he is. He's a pupil.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Oh, we need to just be learned from the Lord. And the more that you learn, the closer you'll get and the more that you'll enjoy. I can tell you that it's just fun when you find out that there's so much more that you can do with what you have and just right at your fingertips. I tell you, we've run out of time. I love you, and may God bless you.
And we're praying for you.
Thank you again for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford. Please follow on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you can get information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and God bless you.